Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Welcome back. Almost 10 years ago, in July of 2013, I was tasked with the unfortunate job of writing an obituary. I write a lot of obituaries, but the unfortunate one of writing a guy I admired greatly and liked terribly much. It started like this. Dennis Farina had the sort of Chicago neighborhood face you'd find behind the tap at a corner tavern, standing at first base on a softball diamond, or lugging your new icebox up the stairs. As he said to a Tribune reporter nearly 20 years ago, that would have been me, while sitting high above the city of his birth, riding the Navy Pier Ferris wheel, he said, "I spend all day walking around this city. I always come back here. This is where I'm comfortable." I have on the phone one of Dennis's three sons, Joseph Farina, who I've gotten to know over the years. Joe, how are you?
I'm doing great, Rick. Thank you so much for having me on your show. Pleasure to talk with you.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, too. It's a pleasure for me to talk to any of the Farinas. You know how much I really liked your dad. You have written what I think is a, you know, we are all, not all son-father relationships turn out to be great relationships. Some can be really lousy. Yours is remarkable, and I know your dad's been gone almost 10 years now, but you write in a beautiful story, and I'm talking about the magazine that it's in. At the end of this lovely, lovely story about your dad, you write, "My dad and I almost got to work together on that film, a film which was called The Last Rites of Joe May, but it did not happen. He died before we had a chance to collaborate on a different film project. What remains with me are the many special stories and memories of us together that grow stronger with each passing year." I am assuming that's one of the reasons why you put this down on paper, because that relationship does grow stronger and has grown stronger. Is that right, Joe?
I would say that's very accurate. And it's almost been 10 years.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
hard to believe that it's been 10 years since he's passed away, and I miss him very much, and I felt it was the right time to share these stories and experiences. Believe it or not, nobody in my 40-plus years of existence had ever reached out to me and asked me, "Would you like to share or write stories about your father?"
Wow.
And the editor of Primo Magazine, Truby Chiavello, reached out to me and said, and asked me, he said, "Would you like to share some stories about your dad?" And I said, "You know what? I do. I just felt it was..."
The time is right.
Exactly, the right time. You know, some time had passed, and I got a lot of time to reflect, and I just felt it was the right time. And also, it was important for me to have, for my kids, my daughter Olivia and my son Wyatt, I wanted them to have something that they
yeah.
can go to,
yeah.
but something that was written by their father, by me, because they never had the chance to meet my dad.
How old are they, Joe?
My daughter will be 9 in April, and my yeah. son is 6. And my daughter was only a few months old.
Yeah,
when,
sure.
My dad.
Well,
died
the other thing is, you don't want to. You know, your dad has all these movies and TV shows and stuff, and that's one thing. And but to have him, your kids read something about him, you don't want to give him my as nice as I thought it was. You don't want to give him my obituary. Your piece
right.
in this magazine is so wonderful and tender and. I'm just going to read a little from it, can I?
Absolutely.
You're right. "My dad was an exceptionally good cop. I cannot forget the names of the friends he worked with while in the police department. How could you forget names like Nikki, Bardo, and Chuck? You also write, "My dad brought me to work sometimes. It was kind of scary and cool at the same time." You know what strikes me as being kind of scary, Joe, is sometimes he'd let me sit in his lap while driving his police car. Was this a hard story for you to write? I mean, you must have had a real rush of memories, right?
Oh, my God, yeah. Yes. Yes, I did. And I could have written more, but they only have so much only so much room and only so much paper they can use for the magazine. But once I got going, it just started flowing easily and naturally, and it just seems like yesterday that I was going to work with him on the police force. And one of the names you mentioned was Nicky, who was his police partner, but also one of his best friends
on the
police force. And then I remember sitting on his lap in a squad car. He would let me, you know, he would let me steer the car while he pressed on the gas and all that. Those kinds of memories for me are very, very special. And also, they're still so strong and still so vivid in my mind. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. You talk about going out to visit him in Vegas and all sorts of other things. You are undeniably, Joe Farina, proud of your dad and all he accomplished. You say right in here, and this really is, John, I didn't know you were such a good writer.
Thank you.
I'm serious. You're a very good writer. You write, "My dad had a remarkably successful career. 18 years as a Chicago policeman and 30 years as an actor. He could do comedy and drama exceptionally well." And here's a telling line, Joe. "I have been asked what it was like for him to move to Hollywood." And then you write, "Well, actually, he never did. He stayed grounded, didn't he?"
Yes, he did. My father never ever lived in Hollywood full time. The only time he had to go out there if he had a project to do, a TV show or a film, whatever, of course he had to stay there. But once he was done, Chicago was his home. That he was born and raised there. His family, all of his family is from there. His best friends. No matter what film project or TV project he did, that Chicago aura of him never left him. Never.
Yeah, he was something. Here's the thing. We got to take a little break, and then we'll come back and talk to Joe about his life. First, Joe, where can people get this magazine? How do people get this magazine? It's the layout in the thing. It's beautiful looking.
Thank you very much. The name of the magazine is Primo Magazine, and if anybody's interested in getting a copy, go to onlineprimo.com. That is the best way to get a copy.
There are also incredibly cool pictures in this thing, especially the one from Detective Mike Torello in Crime Story, which is the thing that really, really kind of launched your dad's career. But I'll read, before we take a break, from my obituary, and this is just to what Joe Farina is talking about his dad, Dennis, a guy named Tim Evans, a longtime presence on the local theater scene, a great admirer of Farina's, and one of the producers of The Last Rites of Joe May, said this about Dennis. "Dennis was one of those larger-than-life guys you just wanted to be around. He was generous and kind to everyone, especially working folks." We'll be back in a couple minutes with Joe Farina. Welcome back. Primo Magazine, which bills itself as the largest independent national magazine for and about Italian Americans, has in its latest issue a remarkable piece by Joseph Farina about his dad, father, policeman, and actor Dennis Farina. You can go and see this piece and get this piece by online Primo. That's PRIMO.com. Joe, it really is a remarkable, remarkable piece. I will ever be sorry that you and your dad never got to act together, but talk to me about your career. We haven't talked about you in some time. What are you up to?
Well, I'm a lot. First, I'm just getting back into acting. I took some time off. I started a family.
Yeah,
I have a daughter and a son. And then, you know, my father got sick, and then he passed away, and then not too long after that, my mom got sick, and then she passed away. Yeah. So a lot of things went on, and now I'm at a place where I'm getting back into acting, which is something I really, really love and really enjoy.
Yeah, because I remember when we first met, it was shortly after your dad died, and you just had, you know, one kid who was really little, and then another one on the way. And you think you inherit, your dad was such, when you look at him, Joe Farrino, on screen, there's something so natural about the way he acted. Don't you find?
Yes, I absolutely. And I think, you know, there's a, every now and then you'll see something on the internet, or you'll hear in a conversation about my father taking acting classes. My father never took an acting class in his life.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so I think that genuineness and you know, of not doing a class, because I think if he did a class, it might seem kind of...
He would freeze up. Knowing your dad...
He would freeze up.
Don't
exactly.
You think? Yeah, he would have frozen up and been intimidated. You know, what happened was he got, you know, Michael Mann, the great director, he was scouting locations in Chicago for his film Thief. Which, you know, Thief has a very small part for Billy Peterson's in Thief. It stars James Caan. Billy plays a bartender. He gave him a bit part. They'd done us a bit part in the movie, and then during an episode of... he met John Mahoney, who convinced Dennis, and they were great friends, to start performing in Chicago with plays. And he did Steppenwolf and Columbia College and, you know, The Goodman and all manner of other places. Did you ever see him? Were you old enough? Did you see him on stage at all, Joe?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Absolutely. Tell me some.
The first play my dad ever did was a Steppenwolf Theater production. It was called A Prayer for My Daughter, directed by John Malkovich. The cast included my dad, Terry Kinney, Jeff Perry, and John Mahoney.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
And I recall, I was a little kid, but I recall seeing him in that play, and I thought, wow, I was just so happy and so impressed with his performance that I stood up, gave him a standing ovation, and I was telling everybody in my area where we were sitting, I said, come on, everybody, stand up. That's my dad.
That's my dad.
Give him a standing ovation. And they did.
Wow.
And I remember him waving at me from the stage.
What
and
a
then
great,
afterwards,
great
we went
memory.
Backstage, hung out, and all that. Yeah, it was great. It was great.
Really. What a great memory. Did he give me any advice? I mean, when you're a young man, not after a few years older than that, about, you know, maybe when you're starting to think of your own career, did he say, you know, hey, I think it'd be great if you joined the police department, or hey, I think it'd be great if you became an actor? What was his career advice as a dad?
I was lucky because both of my parents, they never, for example, with my dad, he never pressured us to, well, I'm a cop, you have to become a cop. I'm an actor, you have to become an actor. He gave us, you know, we were empowered to do whatever we want. But with me, when my dad was evolving into an actor, my parents were separated at the time, but a lot of the time that I spent with my father was with him doing a lot of the acting stuff, going to rehearsals and plays and the agency. So I think that really had an influence on me. And
sure.
He taught me a lot. I had enough freedom to learn on my own and still learn on my own, but I had a great... For acting, I had a great teacher. I couldn't get better than that.
Yeah. You did. I mean, you did more than dip your toe in the business before you started to raise a family and take care of your parents, didn't you?
That's correct. Yeah. I did quite a bit. I did an independent film that got a lot of notice and a lot of success, and it was It's a lot of fun for me. I enjoy it, and there's still so much. I feel there's still so much for me to learn and so much for me to do. And if I may say so, one of the last, I remember having a conversation with my dad on the phone, and I had just done a little bit part in Chicago Fire.
Oh, wow.
And this was in 2013. I had just a couple of lines.
Yeah.
And he was really excited, and I recall vividly him telling me, he goes, you know that this acting thing, I don't think you should give it up.
Oh,
how profound words.
Yeah.
Yes.
How inspiring is that? Wow.
Yes. It was incredible. Yeah.
Now you were raised in Portage Park. You were sort of Northwest Side, right?
Yes, you hit it right on the head. Jefferson Park. I played Little League at Portage Park. Spent a lot of years there. Absolutely.
You still live in the neighborhood?
No, actually, I don't live in the neighborhood anymore. I live in the far northwest suburbs of Chicago.
How far?
I would say. Well, do you know where, like, Algonquin and Crystal Lake is?
Wow. That is fun. It's a nice, but it's a nice place to raise kids, though. Has your 9-year-old seen any of your dad's TV or film work?
She's starting to.
Some of it you can't see. Yeah, I know. I get it.
but yes, they know. They know who he is, and they know that he was a policeman and an actor, and they're starting to get it. Absolutely.
Did you ever toy with the police department or career in the police department?
No. I never did, but I know
tough job.
People still, it is.
Ugh, tough job.
It really is a tough job, but I have a lot of friends and some family members associated with police work, and it's really something I really, really admire and appreciate it. Absolutely.
Well, it's getting tougher by the year too. There's no question about that either. Do you have what do your brothers do? You have two brothers, right?
I do.
What do they do?
My brothers, my brother Mike retired from the South Water Market a couple of years ago.
Oh,
he was
wow.
on the South Water Market for about 30 years, and he and his wife moved out to Colorado.
Smart people.
He's doing really good. And my brother Dennis still lives in the Chicago. He still lives in the Chicago area, he and his wife and family and everything. So,
and you still get together? Yeah. I mean, that was one of the things about your dad whenever I talked to him about the family. It was so important to him about family being together. I mean, he was one of 7 children. Is that right, Joe?
Yes.
Yeah, wow.
Yes.
And that gives a real bond. I mean, you sound like you're very family oriented still.
I am. I'm a proud husband and father. I love raising my kids. I stay in touch with especially with my brother Mike. He and I stay in touch quite a bit, and which is awesome. And I have a lot of cousins from my father's side. We stay in touch, and it's great. It's great.
Well, yeah. I think that you must have heard from a number of them, and the reason Joe's on is Joe Farina's on is because I like him. But the real reason he's on is he wrote this remarkable piece in Primo magazine, which you can find at primoonline.com. It's Father Policeman Actor Dennis Farina, A Son's Tribute. You can be, my young friend, very, very, very proud of this piece. What have you heard from your relatives about it? I mean, your brother Mike and anybody else saying, God, you really did Dennis good by this, because I think you really did. And I think it's sort of sad that it took all this time for someone to ask you. I should have asked you, hey, write a story about your dad.
You still can, Rick.
That's right. Oh, yes, okay. That's right.
But, you know, honestly, those compliments coming from you mean a lot. Thank you very much.
No, I think you're...
And the reaction from my family has been absolutely fabulous.
Good.
Fabulous. And, you know, some of the stories, like they remember vividly, and then some of them they weren't quite sure or they forgot, and then they called me up and said, "Oh, now I remember." So it brought back a lot of good memories.
Well, one of the great things is I'm sure some of them called up and said, "Hey, your dad let you sit in his lap while he drove his police car around the city? What is the matter with him?" Joe, you really do paint you paint in that story a wonderful, wonderful portrait of your dad, and you do him proud. I'll give you a call sometime. You live far away out there, but let's get together and keep me posted on your if you're dipping your toe back into the acting scene. I'd love to know what you're doing.
Rick, I cannot thank you.
No, it's my pleasure.
I
loved your dad. He was one of the great guys I've ever known, you're a good one too, pal. Take care of those little kids, 9 and 6, right? All right.
Right. Thanks, buddy. Okay. Bye-bye now.
Take care, Joe. That was Joe Farina, Dennis Farina's son, who wrote a wonderful tribute to his dad. He obviously almost 10 years since Dennis died, I think, prematurely. But, death comes to everybody.